This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here in just a moment where you can call in to join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. Be us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're starting the show. We don't normally do this, but we're starting the show with a special guest. We have Rick Naya, who is, I believe, the lead organizer of the Cannabis Freedom Festival that will be taking place next weekend, August 25th through the 28th at Rogers Campground, which is a location that we've broadcasted from before, and we will be there again broadcasting as we did for Somalia Fest and Shire Fest back in June. Rick, thank you for coming on Free Talk Live. And just go ahead, tell us, what exactly is the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival?
Well, firstly, thank you for having us. I'd like to tell you that the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival is New Hampshire's only political cannabis advocacy festival and network of activists here in the state of New Hampshire. We primarily advocate for the common sense education of cannabis here in the state, and our festival is the premier festival for that. We have state representatives, House representatives, commissioners, senators, and guest speakers from around the nation, as well as regional bands and nationally acclaimed bands that will be playing for us. That's pretty much what we do. We bring the word of legalization through common sense policy at an event that we share with the dignitaries of different things in business, as well as the average citizen in the state of New Hampshire, because we're their voice. There aren't very many of us that stand up for cannabis, and we've done a very fine job in the last several years, as you know, Daryl, with your help, and Matt Simon and Erica Goltler, Heather Brown. There's a number of us out there that truly advocate and help support this in the movement. So
Matt
really
Simon being the regional director for the Marijuana Policy Project, Erica Goltler being, I believe she's the New Hampshire head of NORML, that's the National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws.
That is correct. She and I are, I'm the executive director, she's the director, and she and I both head up the New Hampshire chapter for NORML.
And you mentioned or alluded to, rather, some legislation that actually, I believe, took effect 2 days ago, if my memory serves me correctly, the thing that they call decriminalization. And I say that because the bill that they passed still allows for criminal penalties for possession of less than 3/4 of an ounce if someone winds up being charged and convicted more than, what is it, 3 times in a 2-year period?
Yes, that's correct. And as of yesterday, it's really quite terrible that a young man, a 25-year-old man of color, was arrested for having small flakes of cannabis in his lap and a blunt roach in his car, and was arrested for it. And it was just it's a crying shame that Manchester even attempted to arrest someone like that. They could have just said, hey, all right, you know, get out of here, beat it, you know, give this young chap a chance. But no, they had nothing better to do but to railroad this child and ruin his life.
Right.
And here we are, September 6th is the date that the actual law takes effect. But we need to understand something, that, you know, compassion in our state is something that we're actually noted for. Yet our police still continue these draconian laws, and they're really screwing up with our sense of humanity here in New Hampshire. So I hope that this is a lesson to all of us that we must continue towards legalization and decriminalization, and we should focus our efforts on the elected officials that all of us contribute to.
Right.
You know, you pointing that out just now just, like, makes me think, like, you know, you got so much of the country right now up in arms over something like inanimate objects and statues. Meanwhile, this poor kid is getting put into a cage for having a blunt roach. And it really just kind of makes me wonder, like, when America's going to get her priorities straight.
I agree with. I think it's a fallacy. We all have to understand too. Like in our house, and Daryl's aware, most of these people are retirees. You know, you pay someone $200 a year to do a job. That's especially one as it calls to be a state representative or a senator or anything in New Hampshire. It takes quite a licking on you, but that's what we're left with. We're left with these antiquated people who've been lied to for the last 50, 60, 70 years, believe right. the jargoning, and they control a lot. We're changing that now. We're all aware that some changes are occurring here. In the last 3 or 4 years, we've made a huge effort in the cannabis movement. I'm extremely proud of all of the efforts we've put forth in the last 10 years. Matt and I have been in these trenches for a long time, and thank God for our friendships that we have at the state level. And friends and family that are in these positions that are willing to listen to us in a common sense fashion. Yep, there's still some old ones there. It's coming along, and we're following the steps of those of us that I believe want to live free and have liberty in our lifetime.
Yeah, I got to say, this is Chris. I support you guys in everything that's being done. And it's not just, you know, marijuana policy project. There's a lot of grassroots activism in the state. Oh, and you're right. It's a big challenge overcoming people that have been told by people they trust, you know, the police officers, the police chiefs
who still show up in uniform to testify against this, and then when they enforce the bill, say, well, we don't make the laws.
Right.
No,
right.
But you lobby to keep them in place.
Exactly. But my point is the marijuana fight, which we are, I think, as a country starting to win, to me is... It's the start of overturning the entire war on drugs when we can demonstrate how silly it was to try to practice prohibition yet again, and the fact that we repealed it in so many areas without the negative side effects that everybody assured us would happen if we dared, you know, allow people to have the evil weed. Then we can start looking at other things where we're you know, basically enriching cartels and politicians and police departments.
There you go. Black market, big pharma.
Right.
And
I agree with what you're saying. You know, I really do, Chris. There's so much more to it here, too, especially in New Hampshire. And I think Daryl's aware that the way that our house is and the breakup of the different groups that occur downtown, it's really quite difficult to get bills moved if you're not on someone's side or another or rhinoing around.
Right.
We're well aware of it. It's quite difficult. But quite frankly, if we do, and if we continue as we are, and we bring legalization to the state of New Hampshire, it will begin to change our humanity structure, the socioeconomic factors, the removing of the criminal indictments on people who had small possession of cannabis can go on and get federal assistance or move on in their world without having that type of crime and being caged and those feelings of anxiety that creates, all based on lies and, you know, police revenue and the whole justice system, how that works. Our justice system has a lot better things to do than spend our time and money on cannabis users. It is a victimless, what they call a crime, but we all know it's about health and wellness and a right to choose.
Right.
So we're almost there. We're getting close. I greatly appreciate all of the support that we've gotten these last few years. This year is extremely important to me, and as we mentioned earlier, and I'm very proud to be probably one of the only festivals in the nation to have Bitcoin being offered as a way of payment to secure passes at the festival.
Nice.
And I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, and there's actually some really big news about the Bitcoin, but I alluded to, I thought a cannabis-related bill took effect 2 days ago. There was one. It was one of the several expansions of therapeutic cannabis that wound up getting signed. So people with moderate to severe chronic pain as of August 15th now qualify for therapeutic cannabis in New Hampshire beginning August 27th. PTSD and a couple other conditions wind up getting added. So, you know, it's improving for the therapeutic purposes.
And I got to say, this is an area that I really want to, as a gun rights activist, want to work with the marijuana activists in also addressing the concern that if you should gain a medical marijuana card, then if you apply for, you know, purchasing a weapon, you know, fill out the ATF 4473 form, that if they find out that you have a medical marijuana card, they could deny you that ability. I say it's medical information, it's health information, it has no right to belong to the ATF.
Rick, hold with us for another segment if you can.
Wonderful. Thank you for the opportunity.
More with Rick here on Free Talk Live about the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in numbers
where you can call in. Right now, we do have a guest, so any callers calling in to talk about cannabis-related things or about the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival will get brought to the front of the line. Others will stay on hold until we are done with Rick Nya, who is one of the organizers of that Cannabis Freedom Festival, where Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from next weekend, August 25th through the 28th. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll get back to Rick here in just a second. But first, want to make sure that I tell you about Bitcoin.com. It's your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. Get help buying Bitcoin, choosing a Bitcoin wallet, read the latest news, or even engage with the community in the Bitcoin forum. You can even find places to spend your Bitcoin, or you can play games online with Bitcoin. The source for all of your Bitcoin needs and news, Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. And speaking of Bitcoin, the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival does accept Bitcoin for ticket purchases. And Rick, I was told just before the show that you're offering some really good discounts here.
Yep,
20%, and these discounts only apply to people using Bitcoin?
That is correct. Yep, we're offering discounts. It's on the main page. It's been shared all over. And we're offering a discount on a 3-day pass, our day pass, our VIP and Ultimate VIP passes. There's up to a 25% savings on the Ultimate VIP pass.
Yep, I've heard 25% on the VIP and Ultimate VIP and a 20% discount on all other tickets when someone uses Bitcoin.
That is correct.
And what website can they go to make those ticket purchases or to learn more about the festival?
Right on. They can get their tickets at NHCannaFest.com, NHCANNAFEST.com. There are links there for them. They can go on and purchase their tickets based on the total amount discounted, and we'll note it when they purchase it, and then we'll see their emails, and we'll forward them off the passes that they've purchased.
And during the first segment of the show, you were telling us some of the victories, if you will, that have happened here in New Hampshire related to cannabis. And, there's definitely more work that needs to be done. And you did mention, and I want to talk specifically about the festival here for a couple of minutes. You did mention that there's going to be some state reps that are speaking. Of the 400 state representatives, how many of them are invited speakers to the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival?
We have five of those invited and a senator, all of which who have confirmed and will be there. They're listed on our page as well as they're on the web page listed. They're on our insights box on our Facebook page. All guests are listed on everything that we have on our web pages.
Excellent. And I know Chris was looking at the band lineup.
To be fair, I was actually looking at the NHM Fest, which was the 2016 lineup. I'm checking out the band lineup for this year.
So are some of the bands? Because Chris mentioned a couple, and I think they might also be playing this year as well. But who are some of the more well-known bands?
Yeah, your headliners.
Well, I can give you a rundown through the days. Each day is a categorized day. So on Friday, it's called Rockin' It Friday or Rockin' It in the Mountains. It's all rock and roll. It'll be the first time that it's a complete day of nothing but rock and roll. And all the bands that are playing are not only regional, but some of the best rock and roll bands in New England and have won contests throughout the area. We have an opening favorite of ours, which is Claire Bridgewater, Peter Ferguson, the Hot Chachis, R.C. Boudica, Hamburger Midnight, Bullethead, Skyfoot, Gun Hill, Rolling Nectar, Schism, the Tool Band, and Leaving Eden, which is New England's best rock and roll band. I'm really happy to have those guys for Friday. And then Saturday is like our Deadhead Day. It's called Saturated Saturday, August 26th. We have High Voltage, Super Nothing, the Trichomes, American Mixer, the only band that's played at every one of the cannabis venue festivals here in New Hampshire, Annie in the Water, Free Volt, Fenario, Main Dead, Barely Dead, and Rods and Cones. Those are the bands that we'll be having on Saturday. And then on Sunday is Super Session Sunday, the Battle of the Bands winner. We are also a promoter of Battle of the Bands here in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And the best band from New Hampshire gets a slot on our stage every year, and it's the Four Shadows. And then we have Fine Connection, The Knot, Way Up South, Rostosaurus, Remnants, Over the Bridge, Murder, and English Project, rounding them off.
Sweet.
So, yep, it's a big weekend of music that we have lined up. And there's going to be arts and crafts going on. There is also a lot of things going on with our bake-off. We have judges there that are all qualified, either contestinary or baking judges, and patients that will be judging our bake-off. And we also hold, in private, I have really pretty much no idea, but they run it, there is a New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Cup. It's one of the only and first cups ever given here in New Hampshire for any form of cannabis awards. I'm very proud of that. The sponsors like Granite State Health, Love Java, which is another one, Ital Hempwitz. We also have Shaking It Trading Post. There's so many different local people who have contributed to what we're doing here. I'm very proud of the support that we have from the community. So all in itself, it's been an exciting effort this year. We've had a transition. We had a documentary issued by Spirit Love Productions, Robert Mathias and Ann Mathias,
yeah,
as well as Justin Champajon, who supported us throughout that. I'm really happy about the way things are going as well with LRN, FM, and the Free State Live Radio. I'm really happy that you guys put yourselves out there and help bring common sense policy to the not only the citizens and be their voice, but we bring this to the people who need the education most.
Right.
Slowly but surely, we're winning. And again, thanks a lot for the help you guys give us. It means so much to the citizens. And on behalf of New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival, I'm proud to have you guys there for us and spread the love and continue giving back. Because if those of you that know me, this is what I do.
Yep.
This is where...
And you could not have this at a better venue, again, taking place at Rogers Campground, which is a location that I've been to many times over the last 7 years. Chris, I believe you've been there a few times. Heather, I'm not sure if you've ever been
up to
the campground.
I'm still a New Hampshire newbie.
But it's the same campground. Longtime listeners to Free Talk Live will know it's the same campground that Porkfest has been taking place at for the last several years. And again, looking forward to being there August 25th through the 28th, nhcannafest.com. The link has been posted on the Facebook and the Twitter. And again, people buying tickets with Bitcoin can get discounts of between 20 to 25%, depending on if it's a regular ticket or a VIP.
And let's just give a quick shout-out to Rick for all his hard work that he's done in the marijuana movement here in New Hampshire. And it was really nice getting to meet you there at the 420 rally there outside the State House, Rick.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. That means a lot to me, and it means a lot to our sponsors, you know, Shaking the Trading Post, 420 Foundation, the Granite Haze Mine, 420 Insure, Normal, Mile High PMP, Crucial Biology, Citywide, Little Village, The Glass Hollow, Ital, Spirit Love Production, Area 23, Green Cross, DRLRN.FM, Green Gold, TradeX,
Rick Nye, thank you very much. This is Free Talk Live.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape Smoke Hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberry's Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And statues are all across the news. Headline from the New York Times, Trump is sad over removal of, quote, our beautiful statues, end quote. But hopefully we don't spend a lot of time talking about statues. Chris, you've actually got a story where the Department of Justice is asking a web host provider to turn over the IP address of everybody that visited a particular anti-Trump website. We'll get into that in just a couple of moments. But first, your calls. We've got Ice Van calling in from North Carolina. Ice Van, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Ice Van, B-A-M-M. I've talked to y'all guys before in the past. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time talking about the Confederate stuff because y'all guys don't like that type of stuff. And I'm trying to be considerate to y'all because most white people think that blacks aren't considerate to white people and what they've been through. And I understand that y'all guys feel as though all blacks are calling y'all racist and stuff like that, but that's not necessarily true. I think the black people grieve, not all black, like other guys said, like, I can't speak for all blacks. But I strongly believe that most blacks are just offended by the lack of empathy on a lot of people. That's all. You know what I mean? That's all. Just lack of empathy It's like, I understand from your position, but you can't say from my position. You know what I mean? It's like, nobody blaming y'all for slavery. You weren't even around in the slavery time. I wasn't even.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure
crazy.
I did not own slaves.
It's crazy to blame each other for something that wasn't even around. How can you get so upset about something you wasn't even around during that time? You know what I mean? It's crazy. It doesn't make no sense.
Yeah.
So a lot of it is basically, you know, lack of empathy on both sides, I guess. But you can't compare. I'm sorry. I draw the line that comparing Nazis, anti-Nazi marches. I'm sorry. I can't go there. No, no, no. Two different things. False equivalent. Totally false equivalent.
Right.
And so...
So let me, since you mentioned, you know, the Nazi and the anti-Nazis, from the videos that I've seen of what happened in Charlottesville, and, you know, like, I'm not going to, you know, pretend that I've seen everything that happened in Charlottesville, but the videos that I have seen, it appeared as though both sides showed up looking for a fight.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I'm like this, right? Look, think about it for a second. Think about it for 1 second. It was democratically elected by the city to remove the statues. Whether you believe in the statues or not, right? The people voted in that camp, in that city, they voted to get rid of it now. All right, that's fine. Like I said, right? We're in the land of laws, okay? I have to accept the laws that I'm in. I mean, I have to accept it, but it is what it is, you know what I mean? So they voted to get rid of it. So you got a bunch of people from out of town that's upset about something they have nothing to do with. I'm serious. I'm not trying to be funny. So now, you got people saying, wow, these Nazis and skinheads coming here. I don't like that idea. What you said, right, not to like it. But you're right. They shouldn't be fighting. But the same token, right, some anti-demonstrators was trying to say that it's not right to be hateful. And y'all can't compare it. I'm sorry. You can try to. But I'm going to say it, right? That's where the disconnect going to come from. Where, you know, the lack of empathy, I guess, on both sides to a certain extent. So I don't really want to empathize with somebody that hates. For instance.
Right.
You know, for 1 second, right? Back in the 80s, right, I just went to the temple, to the mosque. That's Westminster. The reason I watched Farrakhan, right, not so much because I hated anybody else, is because it gave me a sense of pride like the Nazis did. You know what I mean? But the difference is, right, the moment I heard Farrakhan talk about he hated Jews, I couldn't do it no more. I said, wow, this guy really hates Jews. I can't do it. You know what I mean? I like the whole Black Five thing, but I don't hate nobody. You feel me? Why the hell should I be somewhere where I hate people at? So I didn't go. Say what this was, the so-called good people Donald Trump talking about, right? If you good, you wouldn't have been there. I ain't trying to be funny. If you so-called good, right, you would have left.
Yeah, it's interesting, and I do think you're right. I think and lack of empathy
is... There was no good people there with them guys. No good people in the left, like I left, you know what I mean? So I go by myself. I go by what I did. I left. They should have left, too. If they were next to a Nazi, they should have said, nope, no way I'm leaving, I'm getting out of here. But the president come on TV, right, and tell me as a black person is okay. Now, how do I pose the person as a black person? The president come on television and say, well, they're the same thing. Nah, that ain't going to fly. That ain't right. Them guys are actually elected to get rid of that statue. They voted to get rid of it. Ain't no government coming to tell them to get rid of that thing. They voted. They no, we don't want it. Now, some states, they want it. Okay? The states that want it, get to keep it. They voted to keep it. Can't say nothing, right? The ones that voted to get rid of it, let them get rid of it. It's their choice. Because, you know, it's a double standard. You can't talk about 10th Amendment rights and not get them their 10th Amendment rights. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's the problem. I mean, when things happen that are unpopular to a large group of people or a significant portion of people, then under our current system, your only redress is to vote the bums out and get in bums that you like better. You know, that's your choice, and hope that it doesn't happen again. But it just seems silly to me, just because to me statues sort of represent just history. I've never looked at a Confederate statue, and I lived near Gettysburg, and thought, wow, maybe slavery would be great to bring back again. That's not what it's about. It's about recognizing some of what has happened in our country, good, bad, and different.
That's fine, right? Look, think about my position, right? I go to school, right? I'm 54 years old, right? I go to school, and the school says something like Robert E. Lee on it. Now, how am I supposed to feel about that? And truth be told, right, I never paid the damn statue no attention my whole life. I walk past it all day long. Ain't nothing more attention. But then when it is in my attention, right, how am I supposed to feel about it? I mean, let's just talk about some empathy here, right? You want me to empathize with the white person's plight, which is, for instance, right, I feel as though the white person's plight right now is the fact that they feel as though everybody's trying to push him from the top to a certain extent. See, I'm an inclusionist. That's my policy. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not independent. I'm an inclusionist. I believe everybody's included in the system. Because, see, this world, it's really got one goal, right? And whether you want to accept it or not, It's multiple cultures on that globe. I'm sorry. And
yeah.
So, you know, people don't believe in globalism, right? Look, we got so much stuff in this world. We got to start sharing some of this stuff.
Well, here's my thoughts, right, on this whole entire situation, right? You get the right, you get the left, whatever groups were at this protest, for whatever reason the protest was there. I take a motherly perspective, right, from this situation. I have a daughter, and I look at you have two sides fighting, right? Pretend they're like two kids for a minute, right? Everyone's feelings are getting hurt. The one thing that I don't tolerate is violence. I don't care if it's from the right or if it's from the left. And the statue part of it, right, as offensive as some of these guys' speech could be, what really happened, right, they pulled the permit from the town to have their little group meeting on this field to protest this statue. If that had happened, I mean, it never even ended up happening because the whole thing was shut down because of the violence, because of the destruction. And for me, it's really disappointing as a whole to be like, okay, well, we have this right to protest. We have these rights, not necessarily to protect people that say racist stuff, but to protect everybody. And I think people are looking at, you know, the 1%. You look at the people that showed up on that field. They are the tiniest little percentage of people in this country. They do not represent, you know, the average person you see walking down the street. But they're getting the media platform right now. They're in the spotlight. They're getting all this attention. And they're probably getting portrayed to appear bigger than what, you know, they really are. And I do think there's some people there that probably aren't racist, that are just Republicans. You know, it's Unite the Right, right? That maybe they went there thinking it was going to be one thing and they didn't realize the, you know, Nazis with flags were going to show up.
Right, that's where the point that Ice made earlier of if it turns out to be something that you didn't think it was, leave and go home.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think that...
What are good people at? I'm sorry. I keep saying good people, right? Look, I'm not blaming all white people for them little people that does stuff, right? This often is a black person to us. When the president go on TV, right, and say, these good people, what good people? I apologize. What good people? I don't see it. Good people like what they did like I did. I go by myself. I left. I said, nope, I don't hate nobody. I left. So right. Where are the good people at? Where are the good people? Let's say, nope, I don't believe in this thing. So if you stick around, right, I'm sorry. If you stick around, it's called guilt by association.
I think the good people were not in Charlottesville.
Yeah.
And I cannot.
I'm talking about the president. He said the good people were there. Everyone said good
right.
people.
Right. And I cannot agree enough that we need empathy. It's one of the most underrepresented things that we currently have. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-957-9489. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9489. That's 1-800-957-9489. 1-800-957-9489.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site that helps you get the newest, freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty. Freedomsphoenix.com. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. That's freedomsphoenix.com, freedoms with an S, phoenix.com, freedomsphoenix.com. Now, in the last several days, and I would say probably since about Saturday of last week, the news has been flooded with stories of, you know, racist and anti-racist and fascist and anti-fascist and Nazi than anti.
Yeah,
you can say Nazi.
We're okay.
Yes.
Just don't say you are one.
I'm not a Nazi.
I'm not a Nazi either.
Yeah, and some of the stories, and I've got a couple of stories here that we might get into later about private companies taking actions against some of these white supremacists. But what is more scary to me is when the Department of Justice decides that they're going to go after every user or website visitor,
yeah,
person that has ever gone to a specific website. Chris, you've got the story here about the Department of Justice issuing some kind of search warrant against DreamHost?
That's correct. And this comes to us from Bleeping Computer, a website that we did double check the story a little bit to make sure it was legit.
Dream yeah, host, I remember yeah. reading this from either UPI or Reuters a couple days ago.
Right. DreamHost, a U.S.-based web hosting provider, revealed today that the Department of Justice, DOJ, has issued a search warrant in an attempt to obtain details about one of its customers and the people who visited its website. The site in question is disruptj20.org, which I remember that popping up right before the inauguration, a website used by a group of users to organize anti-Trump protests in Washington, D.C., ahead of President Donald Trump's inauguration day in January 20th. The DOJ wants some of these protests turned violent, and the Department of Justice started an investigation into the riots that spun out of the original rally. The DOJ wants data on rally organizers and potential participants. Today, DreamHost published, and this is a couple days ago, DreamHost published a search warrant issued by the DOJ on July 12th that allowed investigators to seize various types of data from its servers. The list includes the site's source code, logs, databases, email accounts, domain information, and others. DreamHost said it decided to fight the search warrant because this would have implied that they hand over 1.3 million IP addresses of people who visited the site. This data, combined with logs and timestamps, would have allowed government officials to identify with great accuracy who accessed the site and create a list of anti-Trump supporters. Quote, that information could be used to identify any individuals who use this site to exercise and express political speech protected under the Constitution's First Amendment, unquote, a DreamHost spokesman said on Tuesday. That should be enough to set alarm bells off in anyone's mind.
Now, one thing that's interesting about this search warrant compared with other warrants that have been issued to, say, some of the telecoms, to libraries about, we want to know what books Chris Friedman has checked out. This search warrant was handled directly by the Department of Justice. Those other warrants all went through the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court,
right,
where they go through this secret process, and those other ones have the clause, I forget exactly what they call it, but it's basically a secrecy clause of, you're not allowed to tell anyone about this, not even your lawyer. Ha ha ha, good luck defending yourself.
Right, and you can't even mention that we've gone and tried to gather all this data about all your customers. This is sort of what Daryl describes is what was going on and what is still going on today. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. With the things that Edward Snowden revealed.
Yes.
So all that stuff's still going on. The government is still reading and monitoring all your electronic communication. In this case, instead of it going through that secret FISA court, this has to do with the Department of Justice basically doing it out in the open.
Right.
Just saying, we feel that we have the all the right to do this, and we're going to do it.
And again, just because someone visited this website, disruptj20.org, at some point does not mean that, one, they ever attended the rally, two, that they ever organized one of the rallies, three, that they ever did anything disruptive at any of the rallies. This is nothing more than political targeting.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it kind of reminds me of Hitler's little book there. What do you call it?
Mein Kampf?
Yeah, that one. Like, I checked it out of a library once a long time ago and never ended up reading it because everybody was saying he wrote a book, and I'm like, what? You mean this, like, crazy guy that's, like, one of the biggest villains? Like, I'm curious to see what somebody like that would write, and I checked it out, and I never actually read it, so it'd be funny if one day, like...
Good luck defending that in court.
Like, especially with what's going on now, like...
So there's more from this. We'll get to it in a moment. First, to the phones, we've got David calling in from our very own Keene, New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi. I have a couple of assertions I was hoping to say. One, we've all know that Chris Cantwell was on the front pages of the paper, so Keene has a racist, and I'm saying that the host of that show has a lot of responsibility for that happening.
because Chris Canwell wouldn't be here if not for Ian Freeman. That's
I don't know if that's a fact or not. That's a speculation that some people have, and Ian's not on the show tonight to defend himself. So
nor is Ian to blame for any of Chris Cantwell's actions. So but I really don't understand where you're getting at with these accusations.
If you want to blame Ian for something and you want Ian to be able to defend himself, call in tomorrow night when Ian will be here. What's your second assumption that you want to make?
Oh, my other thing, well, I really didn't want to call with Ian there, actually. The other thing I was going to say is, here's a spin on the statue thing. Some people are saying, I personally think that, I would like to ask Hung Like Jesus, because he seems really smart on things.
Well, he's not on the line, so you can't ask him a question. Thank you for the call.
So anyway, back to the story. The web host says it's been fighting the search warrant for more than a month with legal counsel from the Electronic Frontier Foundation, EFF. They first tried to convince the DOJ to narrow the scope of the data they were looking for, but the government refused. Quote, no plausible explanation exists for a search warrant of this breadth other than to cast a digital dragnet as broadly as possible, said today Mark Rimald of the EFF. But the Fourth Amendment was designed to prohibit fishing expeditions like this. Those concerned are especially relevant here, where DOJ is investigating a website that served as a hub for the planning and exercise of First Amendment-protected activities. Quote, Freedom Host did the right thing. It stood up for its users. So good for them. And, you know, I know for a fact that I visited that website. I remember seeing it. It was all over social media.
I clicked on it. I don't recall having heard of this website until reading the story a couple of days ago about this warrant.
No, I do remember it because it was one of the most prominent ones out there. I clicked on it, looked at it. Not the kind of thing I was interested, but I was pretty impressed with how organized it was and how many different things they had going on. I know that there's a lot of that stuff out there. So I don't know, Daryl, you use or have used Slack in the past?
They probably pinpoint to how many times one IP has visited the same website.
Yeah, right. Well, first, they have my IP address because I visited. Slack is a tool used by teams to organize. And right after, probably right before the inauguration, I was invited by one of my leftist friends to join this particular Slack. And it is just hundreds of groups organizing different types of protests and things like
that. We actually use Slack for the Johnson Weld campaign.
Yeah, Slack is an internet relay chat service.
It's kind of like Telegram, but a little bit different.
But it was completely different.
But again,
internet relay chat is something that's been around for a really long time. Dream Host goes to court tomorrow. Hopefully we'll have an update on this. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.